Hi, what's up? Welcome to our radio station, Canadian Culture Today, a special series for ABA Radio Pop Culture Channel.
My name is Kaz.
My name is Taka.
So here we will have two guests. The first, Megumi, she's the university student, and she's gonna explain about popularity of Anna of Gable, Green Gable, and PEI tourism.
Okay, and next guest is Mayuri. Her topic is about Autumn of Canada and Classified of Canada. Okay, let's get started from Megumi, please.
So first, I want to ask you, why did you choose this topic?
Anne of Green Gables has been popular since the first Japanese translation was published in 1952. I wanted to know how Anne continues to be popular for such a long time and the influence this popularity on PEI tourism.
That sounds interesting. How does Anne of Green Gables continue to be popular in Japan?
The starting point for Anne's popularity is the first Japanese translation in 1952. The book was a part of the junior high school curriculum, so every Japanese student read the story. And then, people got another chance to know Anne on TV. A cartoon was broadcast in 1979. In 2008, it was a 100-year anniversary of the publication. Many events like a movie, a musical, and an exhibition were held to promote Anne. The anniversary reminded us Anne in our mind.
Does the popularity influence PEI tourism?
Yes, it does. PEI tourism started after the first Japanese translation. The readers were inspired to go to Prince Edward Island. Japanese is the most tourist there, especially in 2008, the 100 years anniversary. PEI received more Japanese tourists than usual.
I heard the last year you went to Canada, so did you go to PEI Island?
No, I didn't have a chance to go there, so I really regret not going there.
Okay, I see. So I want to ask you a final question. Why did Monbusho choose Anne of Green Gables as the junior high school curriculum?
I have two reasons. The first reason is her age, and is the almost same age as a junior high school student, so they could feel closeness to Anne. Second reason is her personality. Anne is a positive and energetic girl, so she could be a good role model for them.
Yeah, I agree with your opinion. Maybe she's gonna be a good role model for junior high school students.
Thank you for making me for interesting story. Next guest is Mayuri. Could you explain about your topic again for us?
Yes. My topic is All Canada and Canadian identity. All Canada is one of the rap songs made by Clash White, who is a singer in Canada. And he arranged Canadian National Anthem of Canada for rap music. All Canada National Anthem is Kimi ga yo in Japan.
Oh, sounds interesting. Why did you choose this topic?
Because when I was in Canada, almost every day I heard the Canadian anthem of Canada because of Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Clash Fights of Canada was also very popular in Canada. And so I chose this topic.
Okay, you went to Canada. Oh, so how long have you been in Canada?
Just 2 months.
Okay, did you have a good time? Okay, please tell me about the difference National Anthem of Canada and Classified of Canada.
Yes, National Anthem of Canada lyrics is means Canada is great, or our Canada, I think. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Classified of Canada means a little irony. His lyrics is including contemporary Canada, for example, Canadian actor, actress, TV shows, nature, Canadian market, and so on. So his lyrics included Canada's good point and bad point.
Okay, from your experience, what part do you like the most about Canada?
So Canada has a great nature.
Mm-hmm.
I love.
Okay. So last question is, what's the message of Classified All Canada?
I think that we love Canada, all of things, good points and bad points included. Generally speaking, Canada has lost their identity. However, during the Olympics was different from that. Canadians had a flag, red and white, sang the song, and put up the United and cheer for Canada, and expressed their patriotism never before. Classifies all Canada is including place, people, and fact of Canada. So his song was loved by Canadian in the Vancouver Olympics and now also.
Okay, thank you for curious story. Could you tell me about conclusion?
あかげのアンは1952年に日本語訳が出版されてから今まで人気を保ち続けています。その歴史はまず国語の教科書にあかげのアンが載ることで全国の子どもたちがアンを知りました。1972年に初のアニメ版が放送されました。2008年には出版100周年を祝い映画やミュージカル展示会が開かれました。このように赤木のアンを知る方法は本だけではないことが知名度を保っている理由だと思います。100周年記念のイベントは人々にアンを思い出させ新しい世代にアンを伝える機会になりました。そして赤木のアンが生まれたプリンスエドワードアイランドには多くの観光客が訪れ観光業に大きな影響を与えました。
私はラップミュージックにアレンジされたカナダの国歌オーカナダとカナディアンのアイデンティティについて調べました。カナディアンラッパーのクラシファイドさんは彼オリジナルの歌詞を使うことによりカナダへの愛国心を表現しました。彼の歌詞にはカナダのいいところも悪いところも含まれています。一般的にカナダ人はアイデンティティが失われがちだと言われています。実際にカナダのテレビや映画、音楽の市場はアメリカに負けがちです。しかしオリンピックの時はカナダ人たちは今までにないぐらいに一致団結し自国を応援していました。クラシファイドさんの今のカナダをストレートに表した歌詞がカナダ国民に響いたのでしょう。ですのでクラシファイドさんのオーカナダは、当時のオリンピックの時のカナダ人にも受け入れられもちろん今もカナダ人に愛されているのでしょう。
Thank you again, Megumi and Mayuri. I hope you enjoy our broadcasting.
ありがとうございました。本日は国際語学部3年の
Megumi と Mayuri と
Takahiro
と Kazushi でお送りしました。次回、乞うご期待を。
バイ。 Bye!